guy's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Simen nun ches din dine birchas areach. What do I ches?
Yes.
Shemen oimayim. So oil or water. Shebismay bipsamim. That they put pesamim into it. So this is like I think it's like perfume and cologne and all that. Zimba if it's ba'atzeh pesamim, mivarech atzeh pesamim. Anytime you have a mixture of different smells, mivarech b'ayre mineh pesamim. If you take out the psamim from the oil and from the water, there's a suffix whether you make a bracha on them. Since there's nothing left to it, don't even smell them. Meaning, don't put yourself into the shiloh. Now, I don't know how all this works. This is like infused, like fruit infused water, that type of thing. I mean, you took out the psamim. We don't have that nowadays. Right? So I don't know. Test how you in front of prihamariach. If you had in front of him fruit that smells, right? This is the big Yom Kippur shaila of what do you do with all the smells on Yom Kippur for those that are not chazanim. Right? So if you have in front of you a fruit and wood and the grass and the mineh, you make a bracha on each one. First the fruit, afterwards on the wood, then on the isvei, and the reason for that is because mineh, each meaning the same thing as in the regular brachas by Shahakol and Hamaitzi Mezainis, when not Hamaitzi Shahakol, Mezainis, eight, Adama. Right, shahakol always comes last because that's the most vague. So mineh psamim we know works on all types of psamim. Fine. Mugmar. So mugmar is basically what do you call it? Incense. But they take psamim, they put it on coal. That it should smell good. You make a bracha on it once the smoke goes up, before you smell it. Like all birchas anenin, but you don't make the bracha before the smoke goes up to be in a bracha samach la'ana. You need the bracha to be samach la'ana, and that's not close enough if it's not smoking yet. Ema mugmar hu min eitz. If the mugmar is a type of wood, mevarich atzeh v'samim, make atzeh v'samim, vim shel esav, and if it's grass, you say isvei v'samim, vim shel shar minim, v'ari minei v'samim. The dafka Bishvil l'hariach. That's only when he is burning it in order to enjoy the smell. If you're smoking it up in order to remove bad smell, when they put psamim next to mesim, then you don't make a bracha on it at all. Again, because that's not in order to smell good; it's in order to remove a negative smell. And the same thing, and anything that's not oimid l'ariach, let's say you have the psamim in a store, right? You go into a store and there's psamim all over there. And mugmar that you do kalim, meaning on clothing, that is not meant to be smelled. Rak litain reach kalim. Only to put a reich in the kalim, ain't mevarch on them. You don't make a bracha on them. Afal pishu meschavan lariach, even though he has a kavana to the smell, right? Because it's not. You're not. I never really understood this halacha so clear. What's the difference if it's there? If it's there to be sold in a store, right? If it smells nice and you like it, so then you should make the bracha. But it's saying not like that. Somebody goes into a psamim store, I optic, right? Which means a pharmacy. And then you had kavanah to smell it. Then mevarich b'ari mineh v'samim, make b'ari mineh v'samim. right? Because the reason it's barimine and not the specific one, because it's hard to know what you're smelling there. Because in a store, it's meant to be smelled. The He wants people smelling him, and then they should buy it. Right? Oh, what about the other case, which was a store? Because there, they weren't meant to be sold. They were there. That was like in the storage house. Here, we're talking about where it's actually in the retail, right? Like those bakeries that pipe in the smell, the good smell outside the bakery, in order to get you to come in. So they want you to smell these things. Nichnas v'yotze.
Yeah, but
If
nowadays most of the smells they're like synthetic, no?
Right, exactly. But I'm saying in theory,
I mean, they still use it. They still use it to attract customers. Yeah,
I
everybody
think
then.
so.
Yeah, all
Sure.
shopping. Yeah.
Everything's a scam nowadays, right? Nicholas Vyatze. Let's say you go in and out of the store. So if you plan on coming right back, and it's Levarch, you don't need to wait for a And if you are Masiyach, or you left and stayed out for a long time, Acher, you went to a different store. Tzarech levarech b'chol pam. You need to make a bracha each and every time. Yud Gimel. Reach she'en le'ikar. So a reach that has no ikar. Right, begadim that are, they smell good. Aisha, meaning, but if they just smell good, the begadim, that's it. Aisha, how you some not going to be the color reach. And yet, some of them were in a kli, and then it has a smell. Meaning, sometimes you have the esrog, you have that sponge, whatever it is that the esrog sits in. So you smell that, and it smells like the esrog. Right, that's the next line. Somebody touches esrogim, because that's not any sort of mamashas. The Siman Kufnun Beis Sif Yud Ches Yivayr the Asur L'Riach B'Psamim Shel Isha. We say there that you are not allowed to smell the psamim of an Isha, right? Even if it's not honor. B'Siman Kuf Samach Zayin.
What does that mean? Joined by your wife or
You've
children?
heard so that's not an individual's woman's.
Oh, that's okay. Fine.
You've heard also the reah pereah shenasa lavedes kechavim. You're not allowed to smell a reah that's made for goyim. We call shekain to also levarach alem. You can't make a bracha. So this really only applies seemingly to the. They used to walk around with a box of psamim, a jar of psamim, a jar whatever, a glass of perfume. Could be that even if it's that lady's, it's not her perfume. I mean, it's a perfume that she uses, but it's not the same as a perfume, a specific perfume that this lady actually wears. Right? I'm saying you hear the difference, it's a little different than. And you have all these girls that don't wear perfume on dates and they don't wear perfume till they're married because it's a pritzos and all that. I'm not so sure where that all comes from. Anyways, okay. Simen nun test. Dini bircha shechiyonu v'atayv v'meiti. Just in time for Tu Bishvat. Yes, Al Shmuas Toivus. On good news, Shashamim Pi Adam Neman Shira Sadar, that you heard from somebody who's trustworthy, who actually saw the thing. Because Shakenim who Baatsme Ra Sadar, and for sure, if you yourself saw this thing, and me Toivah Rakloi Labadai, if it's good for just him himself, Vivarak Shachiyani makes a Brach Shachiyano. Vimhi Toivah Loi Vigam Lacherim, if it's good for him and for others, Vivarak Borchata Hashem, Lakin Melchalam, Hatoivah Meitiv. Who's good and who does good to others. Klaimar toib loy v'gam etiv l'chaver is good to him, and he's also made to the chaver. In b'shah shu raya ha'yishamei ha'sashvua, ein ha'yachal levarach machmas guvei machmas mekoyim. But let's say he sees the wonderful news, but he can't make the bracha, either because it's a place that is dirty or he himself needs to go to the bathroom. Yachal levarach achakach, he can make a bracha afterwards. V'chem v'birchas dayan ha'emes, and the same thing if somebody has to say dayan ha'emes because of somebody passing away. All right, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and be matzliach.